Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
As time passes and you're with somebody, more and more things seem to aggravate you and completely turn you off. If you've been married, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But are these things that can change, do they signal something a little bit deeper in the relationship? My guest is clinical psychologist and author Dr. Paula Bloom. She is the author of the book, Why Does He Do That? Why Does She Do That? So, Dr. Bloom, welcome to the show. Women get turned on and off pretty easily by men. And, you know, I've got this list with, like, being ignored and being jealous. And, you know, some of those kind of things don't really ring true. In my particular situation, it's more like you didn't do what I wanted when I wanted it, or we're not having enough sex, or, I mean, how do women get turned on and off so easily? Is it our hormones?
First of all, I just want to say hello. I'm so happy to be on your show today. I think that it's a lot of different things. We, as women, a lot of the turn-ons and turn-offs of others actually has more to do with how we're feeling about ourselves in any particular moment. And that can go up and down. I mean, any woman who knows that you can look in the mirror one moment and feel like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling pretty cute. And then 3 minutes later, something happens, and you're like, ew, God, what's wrong with my face? You know, we have these ups and downs that can occur during the day and that kind of thing. So a lot of times our turn-ons and turn-offs have a lot to do with how we're feeling about ourselves in any given moment.
Okay, that's true. It's a great analogy because we can look at ourselves 1 minute, think we look great, and the next minute, yikes, we're going, whoa. So we're in a really good relationship. If we've got a good relationship going, what turns us off, like makes us want to stick a fork in the other person's hand? What is it that makes us get pissed off so easily?
Right.
So list some of these things.
Okay, well, some of the things, I mean, they have to do with basic things, for example, your own health, how well you're sleeping, how well you're eating, exercising. Those things actually have a huge impact on how we perceive our relationships. Our own happiness in our own life, how fulfilled we feel, how purposeful we feel in our own lives. Because when you're not feeling a full life, a lot of times you get very narrowly focused on what everybody else is doing wrong. So that's another piece of the puzzle, is your own happiness. And honestly, one of the big triggers that I think is sort of the umbrella for many of them is feeling invisible, not feeling heard. You mentioned feeling ignored. You know, we all want to feel heard and seen, like here we are, here we exist, and feel validated. And when you're with someone for a very long time, it's so easy to take each other for granted. It's so easy for that to happen.
It is. It's easy to take each other for granted. And that's, I think, one of the biggest things is when you feel taken advantage, you know, taken for granted, when you feel a little bit ignored. Now, what about some things like alcohol consumption, smoking, those kinds of things? If you got together with somebody
right.
and they do those things, but now those things bug the crap out of you, what do you do?
Right. Oh, that is such a good point. You know, a lot of times the behaviors that we see in somebody when we're dating them, we think, this isn't so bad. But it's really important to think of the big picture, because if you're, you know, 25 and dating someone and they drink too much, it may not be such a big deal. Now imagine you're going to marry someone, they're going to drink this much and think about them driving your child, future child around, you know. Behaviors have different consequences at different times. For some people, something, a little excess drinking may just be a turnoff. For another woman, it may be a deal breaker. And what's critical here is that you know who you are and what are the things that bother you. Not what you wish bothered you or didn't, but what actually bothers you.
Okay, so then do you discuss it or do you just let it seethe up until you scream at them, stop drinking so much?
Right. Well, I think it's like anything. The first step in communication and letting someone know what you like and dislike is being in touch with what's going on with you. I'm a fan of ongoing communication about things, not letting things fester. But it's really, you know, it's a really, really tough issue. It's a really tough issue. But again, what's critical is we can't control other people's behavior. Doesn't mean we have to put up with it. Doesn't mean we have to like it. But if you think that you're going to change someone, their drinking behavior, their any kind of behavior, then that's just not a great way to approach life, because you're going to end up really hurt and disappointed.
So what do you want us to do about those things? I mean, if we can't change them, do we, you know, and the old saying is you can't change someone else, try and change your own way of dealing with those things or your own reaction to those things.
Right. So here's the key. The key is, you know, we have these turnoffs or deal breakers. Something is a turnoff for you. Once you identify that it's bothering you, the next level of evaluation is how much is this bothering me? To what degree is this going to impact my life, my happiness? Does this align with my values? You know, it's hard to answer such a big question because it is a very big question that you're asking. It really is about getting a sense, getting centered, getting still, and trying to figure out what's going on with you. Does this bother me? How much? And what am I willing to do about it? It's an ongoing discussion with ourselves and with our partners.
So what are we willing to do about it? And what is it? It comes down to how much does it really bug you? And can you put it aside?
I mean, if it's something like this person's wearing too much cologne, that's kind of different than the person is getting wasted and driving drunk, right? Or if the turnoff is this guy won't put his phone down while we're out, he keeps texting and texting, you know, if you were to say, you know, the important thing is how does that person respond when you bring it up? If you say, listen, when you're on your phone, it's making me feel like I'm not even here. What's the point of us being together? And they say, you know what? I didn't even realize you felt that way because people aren't mind readers. And depending on how they respond, that gives you good information about what your next move is. But people can't read your mind. You have to tell people what's going on with you.
Come on. I expect my husband to read my mind on a daily basis.
Really?
Because I can read
I've
his.
Yeah, I've tried that before.
I know what he's
thinking. Right, exactly.
I know what he wants and is thinking, and why can't he read my mind?
Sure.
See,
well, the classic example, Melanie, is like, how many times have you been like, if they ask you, what do you want for your birthday? You say nothing, and you get exactly what you asked for, if that's the answer you give. Well, I don't want to have to tell you, because if I tell you, then it doesn't mean anything. You should figure it out. Well, then you're going to be miserable on your birthday. I got a ceiling fan for my birthday 1 year, okay? So if we don't talk about what we really want, we sure as heck aren't going to get it.
Okay, so we have to really be vocal, as if we're not anyway. We have to be vocal. We have to say what it is that we want. We have to not expect people to read our mind. Turn-ons. You know, give us a few turn-ons for women. Things that men can do that will say to us, oh, my God, that is so sweet.
Right. Let me see. Laundry, the dishes, no. Things I think that are turn-ons, I mean, people are different, of course, but feeling heard, feeling valued. People feel appreciated in different ways. And some people, it's all you need to do is give them validating words. I appreciate you. I care about you. Some people want quality time. There's all different kinds of ways to express those things. But I know for me, what's critical is when I'm feeling heard, when I'm feeling seen, and it's pretty sexy when my husband does the laundry. I can't lie.
Well, and that's very nice. Although in my situation, that is a nice turn on, but it's also expected. Please, you got to do the dishes. I can't do everything myself.
That's true. But sometimes when people surprise you, like they do things
again,
my husband does a lot around here. But it's just making the other person's life easier for them to
become
the person they're meant to be.
It shows you that they care. It adds a little something easier to your day or a little something nice. And it may be flowers, but it also may be just a nice little note. Hey, I was thinking about you. Got some fresh coffee. You know, anything extra. Give us your best advice in the last minute, a little bit longer that we have left. And tell us what you think are some of the biggest turnoffs and ons for women, what we can do about them.
So from the person, I think, again, is one of the best things you can do for your relationship is to focus on having a happy life, a meaningful life. What we know is there's a three-part formula for happiness: doing things that give you pleasure, doing things that keep you engaged, and doing things that are meaningful and purposeful. It doesn't mean your relationship, no relationship's going to be perfect. You're not looking for Mr. Right. What you're looking for, or Mrs. Right, what you're looking for is somebody, there is no good or bad guy, there's right fit and not right fit. And the better you know who you are and accept who you are, the more likely it is that you're going to be able to be in a relationship that's going to be healthier and meaningful and good for you.
Well, I got nothing to add to that. That was a perfect wrap-up, Dr. Paula Bloom. What a great way to think. We have to really know that maybe you're not looking for Mr. Right, but you're looking for someone that fits with you. This is Melanie Cole, and you're listening to Radio MD, and I know this fits with you. Stay well.